Let's meet two extraordinary athletes competing at the Paralympics in Sochi. Competing, but they work as a team. Let me explain. Great Britain's Kelly Gallagher is a 28-year-old visually impaired skier. And Kelly, you won a gold medal in the Super G, so congratulations for that.
Thank you very much. I'm so delighted to win.
You couldn't have done it, though, without your guide skier, Charlotte Evans. And Charlotte's with us. Welcome to both of you. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi.
So what did it take to beat the tough competition on the slopes?
It's really tough competition out here. There are really amazing athletes that we're competing against, but mostly you're competing against yourself. You're trying to improve every run and you're trying to put 100% of your effort in and to see what the results are at the bottom of the hill. You really need to train full time, and Charlotte and I do that. We've been competing for 4 seasons and training, and it's been very intense, but we're just so delighted to have a reward at the end of our journey together.
And how limited visually are you compared to the other skiers out there?
I guess all I can really say about my visual impairment is that I really don't see anything to do with the snow. All I see is Charlotte's fluorescent orange bib that she wears. We start off side by side. She says 3, 2, 1, go. And then I chase her the whole way down the hill with Bluetooth radio communications. So I don't really see anything but the orange bib.
Right. How many feet in front of you is she approximately?
We're just about a ski length separated from each other. And the closer I can get to Charlotte, the better my skiing can be, and the more fast we can go down the hill together.
So, Charlotte, what kind of instructions or advice are you giving when you're skiing so fast?
Yeah, so basically my job is to feed back everything that's happening before. It's making sure that I tell her about the terrain change, about the combinations of the course, or that's going to happen underfoot. I have to relay that back before Kelly comes towards it.
Yeah, it sounds like you both need really fast reaction times.
Yeah, so I have to look at least 4 gates ahead to make sure that I'm getting the right information quick enough to be relayed back. Basically, it's as soon as anything happens. So say there's a roller coming, I'll be like, roller, then stand up and give technical feedback of how her skiing is going. It's whether she's got to stand on her outside foot, whether she's got to drive her outside hand forward, anything like that. I have to pass back quickly. If I turn around and I see her in difficulty, I'm able to then assess it and then tell her what she needs to do to get back into the course sufficiently.
A couple of days ago, Kelly, you did have a mishap. Can you describe what went wrong?
Yeah, it was really unfortunate. Charlotte and I were communicating really well all the way down the course, and I just kind of hit a gate, and just the ski tip just basically meant that it knocked me out of my rhythm, and I was out of the course, and there's nothing really you can do. We're going out every day and you're trying to win the races, and we were doing really well up to that point, and then, you know, we were out. So it's just something that happens, I guess, in slalom.
Now, you medaled, as we said, Kelly, but shouldn't the guides also be up there?
Oh, I was on the podium.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. Each athlete and guide receives a medal.
Oh, fantastic.
So the guide gets just as much recognition for what they're doing. It's really nice to be rewarded as well as the athlete when you have to do the same as the athlete.
Kelly, you were a pretty late starter when it came to skiing. How did you first take it up? I mean, is there snow in Northern Ireland?
No, there isn't. I guess anybody from Great Britain or Northern Ireland doesn't really have the opportunity to get on snow. You know, it's not on your doorstep. But I guess it's just testament to the amount of effort and work that we've put in. You know, we really make effort that when we are out in Austria or France, that it's quality training when we're out there, and to kind of make up for that disadvantage. And then when we're at home, we use strength and conditioning and physiotherapy to make sure that when we're at home, we're still working on our same goal. So I guess it's about taking opportunities and advantages wherever you can.
How did you meet Charlotte? I mean, and how many guys did you have to kind of audition before you found somebody you really worked well with?
I struck gold with Charlotte in 2010. Charlotte had injured her ACL, part of your knee, and was recovering from that and doing some coaching. And she took the opportunity to come and try and guide for me. And 6 weeks later, we were racing at World Championships, even though we'd only skied about 2 weeks, I'd say, together. And she really was thrown in at the deep end, and since then has made guiding her own, really taken it to a new professional level. So it's really great.
So cool. Charlotte, if you were going to advise visually impaired individuals who are interested in skiing, what would you tell them to do to kind of pick up the sport?
Just get involved and try it. I think just if you're brave and you have guts, then you're perfect for this sport. And a bit of adrenaline junkie, it's also good for this sport. It's such a nice sport to be a part of, and everyone really cares about each other and looks after each other, especially in our category. We're all such great friends. And I'd just say, just have a go and ask somebody. And like Kelly used to always tell me that she used to just want to try everything, and that is how it should be. And you should always just try and do the most you can and the best you can.
Aside from winning gold, what's been your favorite moment in Sochi?
Oh, can I think about this? Let me think. What's been my favorite? I guess actually even just being at the start line, we've experienced, you know, so many races in so many places, and it's all come down to these few races here in Sochi. We've sometimes when you're in the start gate, you put your poles over and you're like, it's here. There's no more training to be done. There's no more like going to bed at night dreaming about like, can I do this? Can I do that? It's right there, and Charlotte's standing right beside me, and you look out and the race organizers are saying 10 seconds to go, and that's it. In the next 10 seconds, you'll be on course competing for your medal. So I think, aside from actually winning the race, actually being in the race and competing has been my favourite bit so far. I've really enjoyed it, and knowing that I've put in 100% and that I couldn't have done anything more to prepare myself has been just a really satisfactory feeling.
What a great moment indeed. It gets real. One of Great Britain's skiers at the Paralympic Games, Kelly Gallagher, and her guide, skier Charlotte Evans, both gold medalists in the Super G. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.